Hello, this is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority. Last week I discussed the dynamics of who actually votes. This week I want to discuss understanding your opponent, no matter what office you're running for, but also understanding the nature of politicians. A candidate will of course have to understand who the incumbent he or she is seeking to unseat. And by understanding, I don't mean relying on who that incumbent says he or she is. I mean who that incumbent, underneath the layers of rhetoric and imaging, really is in regards to actual votes and real behavior. The positions that the official has taken in the past will form a critical component of your strategy. But even if you're running in an open election without an incumbent to oppose, you will still have interaction with other incumbent officials from your state, particularly the ones representing your own political party. You will need their help, endorsement, and fundraising prowess. First, gather basic knowledge about your opponent. You will need to find the answers to several questions. Does the incumbent's position vary on whether the issue is fiscal or social? Remember, at the local level, school board, county commission, and other races, it is about local issues, and many times social issues do not even play a role in these elections. Does the incumbent have a particular constituency that has to be reckoned with? For instance, labor unions. Does the incumbent line up with local voters' issues? If you are taking on an incumbent, talk with those who have had interaction with the incumbent. Fellow members of a school board or county commission, even veteran staff are well aware of substantive vulnerabilities of incumbents. Those people will likely be able to tell you off the top of their head that the incumbent you seek to defeat has had a problem with a certain issue, and that it can be exploited if you look at some particular votes. Now, I want to take a little bit of a rabbit trail here and say something that I know sounds a bit cynical. Many politicians are experts in the art of self-preservation. They know what is risky for them and what is not. So if you have local elected officials who should be your natural allies, but fear that helping you might put them at risk, you will not get very far in asking them to do something that puts their own campaign and career at risk. For example, if an incumbent congressman from an adjoining district has a big steel mill in his district, don't ask the congressman to help you at a fundraiser targeted to executives in the steel importation business. He might not want to help you for fear that it might damage his financial base. All of that sounds elementary, but such mistakes are actually common. Second, the vast majority of politicians want to be liked. Many will walk away from trouble if they can. Don't expect a primary endorsement where there are several candidates in the field. Even if an incumbent in your party likes you better than the others, he will seldom help you in a primary. But you can look for his or her endorsement in a general election. However, don't insult them by seeking it too early. Now, it's common knowledge in Washington and other state capitals that many elected officials are like Pavlov's dogs. They react basically only to pleasure or pain. Again, I know that sounds cynical, but let me make a point. They react to pleasure or pain, and pleasure in the sense that they are being perceived favorably in the public or some segment of it, and pain in the sense that a particular course of conduct is taking away votes. Now, I don't want to say that all officials are this way. There are some who are willing to finish their political careers by taking principled stands. You might say the problem with the American political system today is that we have too many officials who put their careers before the good of America. They want to stay in power without addressing issues that might cost them their political careers. That is one of the reasons American Majority exists, to find more principled leadership who will put the country first and political career second. But back to my earlier point. To really see most officials come to your aid, you're going to need to ring the right bells that will awaken the pleasure or pain response. Finding the right way to motivate a particular official to assist you can be a vexing experience. Finally, remember that every elected official has a record. Do your homework. This will keep you from making some serious mistakes. If you are taking on an incumbent, study everything about him or her. If you are merely seeking an elected official's aid, learn what issues upon which he or she might agree with you. Likewise, learn which issues you have taken which will appear troubling to an elected official. Neither the incumbent you are challenging nor allied officials in your state can be ignored, nor should they. Obviously, the incumbent's record will prove to be the best tool you have to exposing why he or she should not continue to serve in office. However, do not overlook the record of the officials in the state from your own party. Their records will prove to be instructive in identifying those issues which might prove to be difficult ones. You may well find that you did not even know that an actual issue existed. This knowledge could prove the difference in a debate. I realized I've rambled maybe a bit in this podcast, but if you walk away with just two thoughts, I hope they would be these. A candidate needs to do in-depth research on his or her opponent's record, and you need to understand that many politicians are experts in self-preservation, so plan accordingly. Next week, I'm going to talk about the nature of political parties and your interaction with them.